the Financial Sense Lifetime Planning Program. Now, here's the Financial Sense News Team.
For a large variety of reasons, the digital fitness industry is booming right now. We've talked about a lot of the different companies on our show in the past, Peloton, Tonal, Mirror, and so on. But today we're going to look at this from the point of view of content. Think Netflix, but a platform exclusively dedicated to health, fitness, and on-demand workouts. Joining us on the show today is Nathan Forster. He's the CEO and founder at NeoU, a popular platform and digital library that is increasingly being referred to as the Netflix or Amazon for workouts and fitness. So how would you describe the digital fitness space right now, and especially when we think about how COVID has dramatically shifted the way in which we all live, work, and now exercise?
Yeah, I mean, what's happened over the last 2 years is actually kind of incredible if you think about digital wellness as a whole. I mean, you had companies like Peloton really paving the way pre-COVID, but what COVID did was what probably would have taken 5-7 years actually happened in a matter of weeks, 2-3 weeks in terms of awareness and creativity and also kind of consumption of digital wellness, because there was millions of people forced to be at home and really find digital wellness as the only option. And what that's done for the industry is just completely exploded it. I mean, it's the Pelotons and Mirrors and Tonals and all sorts of connected equipment. And now you're seeing the content space with Sweat and things like Obey and obviously us. It's a lot about digital wellness today, and we love being in the industry.
As you said, you know, what took 5-7 years or what was expected to take 5-7 years in terms of people transitioning over into more of the digital lifestyle, which technology is making easy, COVID made that happen within a matter of weeks or months. And we see that across the consumer space. I mean, it doesn't even matter what you're talking about, whether it's fitness or buying products online, you name it. So what other factors would you say are leading to this rapid growth in the digital fitness space, aside just from COVID, of course?
Well, I think as a community, right, as a population, the consumer is getting much smarter about nutrition and staying healthy and wellness. And just there's a lot of good things that can come from that. I mean, the wellness industry, even before COVID, was growing like crazy. I mean, you had the gym business like the Planet Fitnesses and the Crunches that, you know, doing really well and growing. And then you had all these kind of organic companies doing really well in terms of nutrition and healthy snacks. And there's so many things that were happening in terms of the human being becoming better, right? Thinking about what they're eating and what they're doing and how they're exercising. And that's really what's continuing today. I think it's on sort of a hyperdrive. It's in go mode for sure. I mean, it's just constantly, I feel like every week I'm seeing something new. And these things wouldn't all be happening if it wasn't for the consumer really buying into it. And so I obviously love to see that. You know, I started NeoU to try to help as many people as possible and make a really good digital wellness experience affordable. And so you're seeing that with all these different products and in all these different industries. I think it's really exciting.
Would you say that Americans, and I know that you have Spanish speaking courses and exercise workouts and things like that too, so it's not just America or English based. But that being said, would you say that Americans are becoming more health conscious, not just in light of COVID, but you know, just in general, that there's much more of an emphasis on personal health, work-life balance, and things like that?
Absolutely. So, you know, to throw COVID in the conversation, one thing that definitely came out of COVID was people realized if they were healthier or more sound practices in terms of what they're doing, how they're doing it, stress levels, if they're taking vitamins, if they're eating well, if they're exercising, they can beat something like COVID. And I think when the population started to see that and understand there's little things that we can do to become healthier people, and if this ever happened again or anything like it happened, we'd have a better chance of fighting it. I think that's why you're seeing even more tremendous growth. So in the US, I think it's everywhere. We're a global platform. So yes, we have Portuguese and Spanish content on the platform today, but we also have users in 90 different countries all over the world. And so we're really seeing where there's more usability and kind of different demographics and things like that. But it's a global trend that the world wants to become a healthier place in terms of human beings. And COVID was a learning experience for a lot of people and was absolutely terrible. But what comes out of a global pandemic is a lot of really smart people that say, hey, we need to be healthier as a population, and that's how we can fight these things.
Well, I love the fact that, you know, we can always learn from our mistakes or something like COVID, which, as you admitted, is a terrible event. We can take that and say, hey, how can we adapt to it? How can we make ourselves better? How can we try to lessen the risk of us having any different type of negative impacts from it? And like you said, I mean, focusing on, we just had a health expert on who talked about laying the terrain, making sure that your body has the right terrain so that when COVID does, if you get it, you can fight it off, you know. And that is, again, just going through the things you said, making sure your stress levels are reasonable, making sure that you're taking the right vitamins and supplements. And that includes vitamin D, definitely spending some time in the sun. I mean, making sure that you are exercising regularly, that you have a good diet, all of these things. You know, I mean, these are all critically important. And as we know, Americans tend to be, and when you look at the stats of just around the globe, Americans tend to be overweight. They tend to eat a lot of fast food. So there's a lot of habits that contributed to America probably getting hit worse by COVID than some other countries. So tell us a little bit about NeoU. Again, it's increasingly being referred to as the Netflix or Amazon for workouts and fitness. Tell us about, you know, your company and why you're seeing this rapid growth. I know your company is as well. So what's happening at your company and why should our listeners check it out?
Yeah. So one thing that makes NeoU great is the fact that the problem we wanted to solve was when we looked at the industry, it was really created for the top 1% or 2%, right? Buy this treadmill for $5,000, buy this bike for $2,000, buy this mirror for $1,500. But, and you got good content with that. But, you know, where was the platform that was created? Where was this digital wellness experience that was a couple dollars a month or $30 for the year that was really good and had a ton of functionality? What's great about NeoU is it's really affordable, right? We're $5 a month, we're $30 for the year, but also we have on-demand, we have traditional live, we have interactive. You can do a class, see the instructor can see you. You can do it with your friends and see your friends. We're offering all this different functionality and this amazing user experience for an affordable price. And it's really high quality content. I mean, we have spent millions of dollars on creating this amazing experience and the best content, and we're delivering it for a really affordable price. And I think that was our goal. That was the problem that we wanted to solve. And you know, that to me is the answer. I think for NeoU, anyone that goes and finds it, and I hope people do go and check us out, usually what we get is like, hey, you know, we didn't know this existed. This is super cool compared to all the other options that are out there. Because maybe, you know, different companies are $30 or $50 a month, but we're really more affordable and we do all the things, if not more, than those other companies. And so, you know, for us this year, we're focused on acquisition and awareness. We've been very focused on product technology and the user experience and building the fundamentals to provide the user the best product. But now we want to make sure that the world knows we exist. So we're really focused on doing that. We have some cool partnerships coming up, and we'll make the bet that when someone sees us and compares us to other options, they're going to choose NeoU 10 out of 10 times. And that's what we're excited to focus on for this year.
So just getting into the cost for a moment, because unless you got your gym membership 10 or 20 years ago and are still grandfathered at that rate that you got way back when, I don't think any gym that I'm aware of can compete with what you said. Was it $5 a month or $30 a year? Is that the cost for NeoU?
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's a great point, right? Brick and mortar gyms and take Planet Fitness or even Crunch, for example, right? You can get a membership there for $10 a month, right? And that's $120 a year. And that's really affordable. And those are great brick and mortar businesses. But what we know about the consumer is they're not just going to go back to the brick and mortar gym 7 days a week and like, that's it. It's about the functionality and how digital works, right? It's convenient. It's when they want to train. They can do it at home. They can do it in the comfort of their, you know, their living room or their bedroom. And that's a big difference. So I think you're going to see this omni-channel business where maybe a couple of days a week you'll go to the gym and a couple of days a week you'll work out at home. And so, right, for the value of what you can get from us, I mean, just think about it. An interactive class with one of the top instructors from Miami, New York, LA, Boston, Chicago. I mean, we have them from everywhere, right? All these amazing brands and instructors. You could do an interactive class and engage and have a great experience. But if you were to do a boutique fitness class in any of these cities, it's $30 or $40 for that hour. But you're getting all this really cool stuff at NeoU for a much more affordable price. And again, it's so convenient and it's a lot of fun. I think people that use NeoU really enjoy it. And there's lots of cool things that we do with gamification and leveling up and points and badges. So we really incentivize you to use it and get better at all these things. But I think that's, you hit it. It's just a value proposition. You can get so much out of something for a much smaller cost.
Now, why is your company NeoU? And again, this is spelled NeoU as in the letter U, so not Y-O-U, NeoU. Why is it being billed as a Netflix or Amazon for workouts and fitness? You know, what's the range of different classes, instructors? What's some of the different content that you provide?
Yeah, so I think we had originally got hit with that tag because we were a marketplace. We had, you know, a lot of different brands on a platform. Really, all of our competitors were all one brand. So it's Peloton spinning, Peloton running, Peloton yoga, Peloton bootcamp. It's Obey, you know, bar, it's Obey yoga, it's Obey dance. And so we have a platform, NeoU, that's just like Amazon or Netflix, but we have lots of different brands in that marketplace. So you could do Go, you could do, you know, Forzag Fitness, you could do Body by Bree, you could do Push by Joseph D. I mean, there's so many brands that we have. So we were the first probably in the world to do that. I mean, again, that was my idea of democratizing wellness and making it all about the consumer and also the content creator. How can we kind of connect those dots? And so I think that's why we got that tag, because we were looking at it as being the Netflix or being the Amazon, where you could find all this really great content. I mean, there's 30 different modalities. We have everything from meditation to boot camp to yoga, Pilates, strength, I mean, spinning. If you name it, we have it. We even have some nutrition on there with chefs and healthy snacks and things like that. So that's definitely why we got the tag, because we're a marketplace and a platform where you can find all this really great stuff. And it's not all about NeoU, which a lot of our competitors is just about that one brand.
What age range would you say NeoU is most appropriate for in terms of the intensity of the workouts and the type of content that you have available?
Well, something that's really cool that we focused on was providing a product really for everyone. So I can tell you, we have, you know, users that are in their 20s, even in their teens, but we also have a lot of elderly users. We just did a cool interview with a couple based out of Wimbledon, UK, and they're in their 80s and they use NeoU 5 days a week. So we've created beginner content, intermediate, advanced. We have categories in those categories. So it's really curated to any user. And that's something we're excited about. Like I said before, we've spent millions of dollars creating this amazing content platform and the way that you can experience this content. So we really check a lot of the boxes for who can use NeoU.
You know, what's neat is, you know, I used to go to a gym. I don't have a gym membership anymore. Most of my, if I do cardio, is done actually through an Oculus Quest VR headset. So some would say that I'm working out in the metaverse now at this point. But that's what I find as being the most helpful for me to do some type of cardio or intense, you know, cardio fitness with that gamification example that you gave, which is makes it just much more fun and interactive. And you say, you know, you provide that as well. But when you go to a gym, in some places now, you have to wear a mask, right? I mean, it's mandated. You have to wear a mask indoors. But, you know, you think about it, digital fitness workout at home, you don't have to wear your mask. You can work out in the comfort of your home. I mean, that's a hard thing to beat, to compete against, to being able to work out at home. The question is, how do you get people consistently coming back so that they don't just fall into, oh, I'm at home, I don't want to work out, right? That seems to be the biggest roadblock for most people.
Yeah, and that's a great question. You know, what happens is sometimes people need to go to a brick and mortar facility because they need to get out of the house and go and kind of feel like they're in this environment to get their workout going. And that's normal and that's okay. I mean, I think the solution here, it's a little bit easier than it was because of COVID, because of wearing a mask, right? Masks are coming back in New York. So they're already in LA. In New York, looks like they're coming here shortly, where if you want to go to a gym, you're going to have to wear a mask. And it's not very pleasant to work out in a mask. So I think, you know, we're getting some help there. But it's also about creating a relationship. It's about the talent that's on the platform, that you can create this relationship with the consumer at home, to where it's not just about fitness, it's about motivation. It's really connecting with the consumer. And as a company, if you have really great talent and you create that engagement, you create that connectivity, it makes the consumer come back for more and they feel like they have this relationship. And that's what we're trying to do at NeoU. It's create a community where the users want to come back and use it considerably because they feel like they're a part of something, because we've helped them create a relationship that can make them better. And it's something that Peloton has done a tremendous job at. I mean, they are a phenomenal talent company, and that's really what's made them so great. So we are definitely focused on that as well. It's about creating that engagement and creating those relationships. And if you do that really well, then you get people to come back.
Right, right. Are you utilizing any, I would say, the latest technologies in terms of like notifications, you know, through your phone or through your watch saying, hey, it's time for your workout, anything like that, just to remind people, you know, it's that time of the day or anything like that?
Absolutely. So we're doing all that stuff, push notifications and trying to communicate with the consumer as much as we can. So when you sign up for NeoU, you actually tell us what you're looking to do and you get a curated homepage. We keep you on track. We let you know what programs, challenges you're doing, when you haven't finished them, when you have finished them. We recommend similar things and different brands and trainers. So we try to do the best job possible at letting you know what you should be doing and help people navigate this kind of treacherous fitness experience. Because for a lot of people, they don't know what to do and when to do it. So we want to make sure and help with a lot of that stuff.
Oh, that's great. And again, it's just the analogy of a Netflix or Amazon for workouts and fitness fits very well here, because, you know, these are all the things that the big technology companies are doing, right? They're going to have the notifications in place. They're going to tell you, oh, hey, if you like this, you're probably going to like this. They're going to curate content according to what you're specifically looking for, which is what you're doing as well.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, Nathan, any areas that we didn't discuss today that you would like to touch upon?
No, I think it was great. I really enjoyed it. And, you know, if anyone listening wants to get something out of this, I think it's go find some digital wellness. Hopefully you'll give NeoU a shot. But if it's not NeoU, try to find something, you know, figure out a way that you can eat better and make time for some exercise and just kind of educate yourself on what you can do to put your best foot forward. And I hope that the community and society really grabs a hold of it and kind of goes full blast.
Well, so then as we close, Nathan, what would be the specific ways in which people can access NeoU, follow your work? What would be some of the different ways they could do that?
Yeah, so obviously you can find this on Instagram if you want to learn more and kind of check out some stuff. And so you just find the handle there, just NeoU Fitness. And you can also, in the App Store on Android or iOS, go into the App Store, type in NeoU, we'll come right up. You can sign up to the App Store or go to the .com, NeouFitness.com, and you can sign up right there as well. So we're really available any way that you can consume content. We're on Apple TV, Roku, Fire TV, Android, iOS, and .com. So we're readily available. So check us out and let's hopefully have a good experience together.
Perfect. Well, Nathan, it was a pleasure speaking with you about this growing digital workout space. It's going to continue to grow. I think you and I both know that. And much success to you and your company.
Well, I really appreciate it. And thanks again for having me. Really enjoyed it.
So once again, that was Nathan Forrester, CEO and founder at NeoU. Just in case any of you are wondering, our company does not have any affiliate relationship with NeoU, and we aren't getting any kickbacks for having Nathan on today. That said, because of its growing popularity and the massive boom that we are seeing in the digital fitness space, we did want to have Nathan on to discuss again one of the many different impacts that COVID is having on the economy and various sectors. In this case, what we are seeing underway right now, and we should all hope this is sustained in the years ahead, of course, is a global grassroots push towards greater health and wellness. Because of this, and partly because people are also working from home or don't want to go to the gym, digital fitness platforms like NeoU and others are seeing a tremendous boom. So, though COVID has had many negative impacts, it is possible that one good thing to come from all of this is we all start taking a little better care of ourselves to make sure that we are in the best shape to fight off COVID or whatever life throws at us in the future. For Financial Sense NewsHour, I'm Chris Sheridan. Thanks for listening.
The Financial Sense NewsHour is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be considered as a solicitation or offer to purchase or sell any securities. The investments, investment strategies, and investment philosophies discussed or presented on the NewsHour each involve their own unique risk factors, which are not discussed on the show. Responses to listener inquiries are based on the personal opinions of the Financial Sense staff and do not take into account listener suitability, objectives, or risk tolerance. Financial Sense NewsHour and its parent company shall not be liable for any financial losses that result from investing in any companies mentioned in Financial Sense or arising out of the use of any material on the NewsHour. Please be advised that you invest at your own risk.